But off the top here, it's time for us to have a chat to one of the physiotherapists for medical and aged care at Royal Perth Hospital. Ellie Newman is on the line here to tell us about some interesting stuff that's going on and ways that we can help out. Because it is, if you didn't realise, Dementia Awareness Month here in September. So, Ellie, hi.
Hello.
Thank you for spending some time with us today. I notice, just to get us off the front here, it's Royal Perth Hospital, now referred to as part of the East Metropolitan Health Service. I've got to get my head around that. We're changing names all the time, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are. We are actually the Royal Perth and Bentley Group.
Royal Perth and Bentley Group. Okay. Yeah. Good to know. Now, tell me, it's Dementia Awareness Month this September, so we're almost out of it, but I noticed that it's not just dementia, but also delirium that's included in that discussion there. So do you want to maybe just give us an idea of what dementia versus delirium is?
Certainly, yes, certainly, Darren. Well, there are some differences between delirium and dementia. Delirium is actually the onset of acute confusion.
Right.
So it's not normal for that person. And it can actually be reversed and it can be preventable.
And is it more likely to be more of a potential short-term?
Yes,
right.
Potentially short-term. So okay. It can come on really quickly. It either lasts quite short for a short period of time, but essentially that can be reversed. Dementia, on the other hand, is something that can creep up on us over a period of time. And that's actually a collection of symptoms that result from damage to the brain. So it's not one specific disease, and it's not a normal part of aging.
Okay. So, in fact, it's like if, excuse me for putting connections in here, but I discovered, you know, watching my wife go through pregnancy, you look at all of these things, preeclampsia is not actually a thing, it's a collection of symptoms. Is that so similar to dementia then?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay.
So that would affect things like thinking and behaviour and the ability to perform everyday tasks.
Now, you say it's not a normal part of ageing, but obviously it is something that is manifested predominantly, would you say, as we age?
It does evolve with ageing,
yeah.
Yes. And it does occur normally in the older population. This is dementia. But the statistics are now coming through that younger people are also being diagnosed with dementia.
Okay. So, wow. So what are the sort of signs that we could look out for, particularly for someone, you know, that is not in the traditional kind of what you would consider to be danger areas for it?
Sure. Some of the signs and symptoms that you might want to look out for are those subtle signs of memory loss. If your loved one's asking the same questions over and over again, they might have difficulty finding the right words. And there may be some physical changes, such as slowing down in physical movements, having difficulty getting going and processing what they need to do. And they may even experience visual hallucinations.
Right. I'm just sorry, interested forgetting words, because you mentioned that, and I remember that was because I remember my grandmother had a tendency toward dementia as she got older, and it was definitely like she could never quite get her tongue around a word, and I remember that being something that became more and more of an issue as time went by. So that's something that can even pop up early.
Yes, it is. Yes, that word-finding difficulty. And often what we observe is looking at the person's behaviour rather than their words that they're trying to form.
Yeah.
It's on the tip of their tongue, but they can't quite get it out.
I never knew whether I was... Would you be helping to help them find the word, or is it... Because I never knew whether it was the right thing to try and let them get there. It was better to get things working and to get the word, or do you help them with the word? What are you meant to do there?
There are various strategies you can use. Certainly providing the time for them to try and find the word is important from a dignity point of view. And sometimes strategies, some other options might be useful for them, teasing the way into the conversation.
Okay. I think that obviously we're getting down the rabbit hole in terms of the detail and things here, but it's one of those things. I didn't know if it was doing the right thing to, you know, to jump in and help, but it's obviously every case is individual and every instance even requires some sort of assessment. So in Dementia Awareness Month, what can the general population do? Like, how can we help out, or how can we get on board?
Well, there are many ways, actually, people can get on board. Generally, being aware of those around you, being able to offer some support and the opportunities to engage, because the theme this year of Dementia Awareness Month is You Are Not Alone. Alzheimer's Australia actually conducted a report and found that people with dementia and their carers were significantly more lonely than those without dementia. So it's really about being able to offer them the opportunities to engage in something to make them feel less lonely.
And that's important to note as well, what you say, it's not just people with dementia, but their carers too, because I imagine that too would be a whole, just an incredibly different experience for somebody that, you know, compared to someone that hasn't experienced it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I know you're doing some particular research which we can particularly help out with. Can you want to talk us through that?
Yes, please. So at the moment, the Royal Perth Group are actually looking at an innovative way to engage volunteers who are trained specifically in dementia and delirium care. And they will be providing a helping hand and some therapeutic engagement to people with dementia and delirium in order to enhance their hospital experience and assist in delivering a better way to care.
So are you looking then for people that are living with dementia as well as potentially people that would like to volunteer?
We are looking at for people that would like to volunteer from the age of 18 years upwards.
To be schooled, I guess, in, you know, all of the things that you need to know, which I imagine would be a pretty confronting but pretty rewarding experience.
Absolutely. It's actually proved very successful over east in New South Wales. The actual project and program is being successfully implemented within 12 hospitals, and that's something that we would like to recreate, and we would be the first metropolitan hospital in WA to do that.
It would surely, I imagine, Ellie, take a certain kind of person to be able to do it. Is it something everyone can do? I mean, I guess everyone, you know, has different thresholds of what they can handle.
They certainly can. Well, there's a two-day training program that I will run, and so that would be the opportunity to actually discuss those things with the volunteers.
Excellent. So there's a chance for you to work these things out so you're not thrown in off the deep end there by any stretch.
Absolutely.
That's good to know because, I mean, you know, plenty of people with the best of intentions might not, you know, have the intestinal fortitude to do it, but you'd love to think you could have the opportunity to just go and see. And it's pretty flexible in terms of the volunteer program hours too.
There are actually, yes. So it's for the hours that would be required are 3 to 4 hours per shift and up to 3 shifts per week. So Monday to Friday, we're very flexible with that. And they would be fully supported during their time on their shift. So there'll be a coordinator who would be myself overseeing their time on the wards.
Fantastic. Okay. So where do we get in contact with you or where do we get in contact with the program?
Great. Well, there is a contact telephone number,
okay.
And that's the physiotherapy department, which is 9224-2076.
Okay. Now, we will put this up on the website, on the Facebook page. So 9224-2076, the physiotherapy department at, as you were saying, Royal Perth and... I haven't still got my head around the name of the hospital.
That's okay. That is essentially at Royal Perth.
At Royal Perth. Okay, yeah. And say if we were to, what group would we Google say if we wanted to get more?
The Royal Perth intranet or the internet site would have some more details.
Okay, thank you so much. I imagine it'll be an amazing program. It would be something that could be particularly satisfying for anyone that got involved in. We only encourage people to get along if you're inclined in any way to help out, and we wish you all the best. We hope it goes well.
Thank you so much, Darren.
Thanks for spending time. That's Ellie Newman from Royal Perth. And if you want to get, as I say, involved in the process, their number, and I'll put this up, is 9224-2076. That's the number of the unit at RPH where you can go and help out. And as I say, all people involved will get all the help involved that's necessary to make sure that you're in the right space to do it too.